Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this May 13th of 2024. Detroit News editorial page editor Nolan Finley unleashed another old man yells at cloud column, and this time he complained about mass transit. Now, despite studies showing the number of people 30 years old and younger with a driver's license is dropping, and despite younger people fleeing Michigan for other states, Mr. Finley seriously doubts that we must change our mindset of transportation for the 21st century and just remain stuck in the 20th century automobile mindset. Wayne County Executive Warren Evans is currently working on a ballot proposal in which voters would decide to have all 43 Wayne County municipalities grouped into the same smart bus suburban transportation system. Now, it's true that voters rejected a plan by the Regional Transit Authority back in 2016, which would have opened up rapid bus lanes to Detroit. And it's true when Mr. Finley says that the pandemic wreaked havoc on the public transportation system as a whole, of course. But what's also true is that we're losing people to other states, states which have a significantly better and more reliable mass transit system for young people. Finley also argues that there's really a point in spending more money on transit when you've got more people working from home nowadays, and besides, you've got Uber to drive people around wherever they need to be. Well, first of all, Uber is more expensive than public transit. Second, people like Nolan Finley have been demanding that people return to the offices so that their bosses can look over their shoulders at all times. You can't say that there are less people on the road when you're trying to get more people on the road. On top of that, we're spending billions in road repairs, and that's just not sustainable. With the push for EV cars, Michigan Democrats in the state legislature put $5 million in their proposed budget to set up a pilot program to see if switching from traditional fuel taxes to a user tax is a better future plan to fund road repairs. Now, I think that makes all the sense in the world since EV cars will be increasing by the year. However, if you want less activity on the roads, which leads to less road repairs, and if you want a cleaner environment and cleaner air to breathe, well, then increased attention on funding for mass transit is paramount. And besides, telling young people who are graduating with college debt that they need to spend thousands of dollars on a car and then insurance for that car isn't sound economic strategy for them or for the state. It's insanity. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email address. Subscribe to Left of Lansing wherever you get your podcast, and we're now on YouTube.